Cherryway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 27th of November, Chof Dalet Kislev, Rabbi Moshe Hyman, Counting the Hidden Lights of the Menorah.
I know normally speakers would probably give you Divrei Halacha, maybe Divrei Agada. I'm going to say things that you haven't heard before probably and you maybe never hear again. It's not Kabbalah. I'm not going to mention any Zoyas and no Sforim that you haven't used and heard yourself. But it's the sort of stuff that we don't usually handle, we don't usually try and understand. And maybe b'schus the Eris of Chanukah, we can understand these inyonim. It's nothing teeth, it's very simple stuff, but you're going to have to keep your heads on. It's a bit of mathematical stuff, you want to get calculators out soon, with pleasure. I didn't believe in Gematria myself. I'm going to mention a bit of Gematria, I didn't believe in it. Until the day I got engaged, I was on the phone calling friends, I took out a piece of paper, I started scribbling, I saw my name, my wife's name, exactly the same Gematria, saying Gematria, Zivug Hogan, Bracha Atzoch, I got all excited, and from that I started believing in Gematria, until 2 weeks after I got married, about stopped believing in it. So we're going to speak about Gematria, we're going to talk about the Rekech. The Rekech on Chanukah, famous Rekech, says about Chanukah that the Neros, the lights of the menorah, are lights of Oragonus. And Sforim delve into it a bit deeper to explain what that means. The Rekech just says it is 36 lights on Chanukah without the Shamash, and the 36 hours that other Marishan had Oragonos, which we'll soon see what that is, special light that Hashem made for Bris Olam, till Hashem hid it away. Those 36 hours, 36 lights, they correspond. So we have to understand what that means. But before, I'll just give you a little dumb about Gematria. The Rekech himself... The Rekech himself in his Sefer Al HaTorah, he gives Akdoma how to write Chiddush HaTorah, for people that don't know. And his Adrochi says, V'al tifresh haba gematriyos. Don't tell me a lot of gematriyos in your Sefer. Ki afilu leitzonim oisin kein. Any joker can make gematriyos. His name, his wife's name, all these sorts of gematriyos. Jokers do, it's nothing got to do with Chiddush and nothing got to do with Torah. V'penitz leitzchum b'nei Odom. Also you have to worry, if you do gematriyos, people might laugh at you. Lekach, keep away from it, etc. But then himself, in his own Sefer, he's got thousands of Gematrias there. So the Teretz is that sometimes you do have to come onto Gematria. Now we're going to be handling today numbers, not words. When you're handling numbers, the only corresponding thing you're going to find, unless you're lucky enough to find actual numbers, is going to be Gematria. So we're going to find some numbers. We're going to have to throw in some Gematria. But hopefully you'll agree that they are true. So we mentioned the Rekech, Lamavov Shois, 36 hours, 36 lights. We're going to explain what this Oragonos lights that we're talking about, what is it? So we'll start off with the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, says, Oyer Shabarakuj Baruch Ubiyim Rishon, the light that Hashem made on the first day, Odom Tzeifa Bo, Misef Oilem Ad Tzeifa. If you look with that light, you'll be able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And you'll be able to see through walls, you can see through Kalim, what's inside them, you can see through everything, no boundaries, X-ray vision. Kimishin is talking about Baruch Hu, but Dori Hamabul Deraflaga. He saw that they're going to be Rishayim, they're going to misuse the light. Verosh Maaseim Mukulkolim. They're going to do Averus. They're going to use it to do Gnevus, etc. Amad Vegonze Mehem. He got up and he hid it. I will see where he hid it and what he hid, but he hid it. So that's Oragonos. The hidden lights are the lights Hashem hid away that we shouldn't have X-ray vision. We should be able to see everything we want and all around the world. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Lamed, says, "V'hoyah oir halavona k'oir chama k'oir chama yeshu l'saim k'oir shemis mi'ibreishes." We know it from Kiddush Halavona. That's the Pasuk in Yeshaya. So the Gemara in Avod Zarah Daf Gimel, we're going to come to what that Pasuk is all about soon. The Gemara in Avod Zarah Daf Gimel tells us, "Omer b'shim ben Lakish, en gehenem osid lovay." This light that the Pasuk talks about, shemis mi'ibreishes, about talking about Oragonos lights that are going to come back when Mashiach comes. That's referring to when Mashiach comes, the Osud Lovay, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Gehenim, there's not going to be any Gehenim. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Cham Nartikov, Hashem will take the sun out of its cover, it's been covered over, it's been hidden in the lights, he'll take out of that cover, sack literally, Umakdi Rishoyim, and Umakdi, and he'll shine it down on them. Rishoyim Nidoinim Bol, Rishoyim will get punished through that light, that is their Gehenim. For tzaddikim is strapping by, and that same light will be for tzaddikim a refuah. I think the Medrash brings psukim for it. V'loy oid and misavnin bo, they'll get hanor from it. They'll be nana from it. They'll feel satisfied from it. So we see this light is a special light, which if had we been zeicha to have it, we would be happier people and better people for it. And the Rishonim would be worse people for it, for some reason. We won't be able to go into the whole inyan of it, but that's what Chazal tell us about this light. I'll just be makdim because it's a chosh v'inyan, we're going to have to need it later. I'm not going to be able to bring you proper makaris for it because it'll take too long. I'll bring you a Nefesh HaChaim, which is in Mefurash and Zoya, Mefurash and Gemaras and Chazal. I'll bring you a Nefesh HaChaim that says the words Mefurash because that's better and easier to understand and we can mekabel it. He says that what we call Chamran Artiko and what we call Aragon is the same thing. When Chazal tells us, Haitikon Shabbat Chamran Artiko for Avram Avinu, etc., that is Aragonus. Hashem took out the Aragonus from Artiko from its cover. It's other makaris, but it's an easy one. We can just hear it and accept it. That chamran atika is oragonus. Same thing. Hashem took out for Avraham Avinu the chamah from its cover. It shone down with the lights of oragonus. That means Avraham Avinu at that time at Ruach HaKodesh, you could see across the world, you could see everywhere. Now, when Hashem took away the light, we've still got the sunlight outside, some days, about today, but some days we can actually see sunlight. Sunlight is a part of the Ohr HaRishon, as we'll see in a minute. So Hashem hid some of it away. So the Loshon of Rabbeinu Bechai and Bereishis Aleph Gimel is, Big Chiddush, V'yadua, ki ha'Ohr shemishtamshim boi ba'olam hazeh, our sunlight, hu ne'etzal min ha'Ohr ha'gonuz etadikin wasolave, it's a part of that original light. Hashem hid away most of it, almost all of it. He left us a little bit of light that we can have something to as we walk around the dark. So we've got a bit of light, and that's the same light of Aragonus. So we are looking at the sun, we are seeing a little part of Aragonus. It's a very chosh v'nekuda, which we'll need later. Nikolayaka also said the same thing there in Bereishis Aleph Gimel, same pasuk. Rabbi Zechova says even more. Rabbi Zechova says, which now we know, if we know Aragonus is Chamun Artika, we'll understand the sun, what we see is really hiding all the rest of light. The sun is Aragonus. Hashem covered it over with a cover, protective cover, and it shouldn't shine through. But it's all there. And Rabbi Zechova speaks out Mefurash. It's other Mekuris also, but it's a Maramokim, which we can hear it and see the words clearly. Gnizas Oy HaRishon Hu Ba'atzmoy B'Shemesh. The Gniza of its original light is in the sun. So we've got the sunlight. It's all there. If you're Zeicha to see through the cover, Hashem takes off the cover, you'll have all the lights of Aragonus. You'll be able to use that light for Ruach HaKodesh, to see across the world, to see everywhere. We haven't got that. We only see sunlight. It's only a bit of the light. Now, let's try and establish how many lights, going to be complicated, I'm sorry, but we'll manage it. How many lights are there in Aragonus? So, not so hard. How many lights are in Aragonus? Because it's Mefurash Gemara, Mefurash Rashi. The Gemara of Sochim Samaches tells us, Rav Chista, Romi, Ksiv, V'chofer Levono, Boish Lachama, says Rashi there. What is Shivasayim? How do you work it out? Says Rashi. Shivasayim is 7 times 7. Heim arboim v'teisha, it's 49. So 7 times 7 is 49, so you've got 49 lights so far. And then it says, K'oshivasayomim. It says also, K'oshivasayomim, so you have to times it again by 7, says Rashi. So you've got 7 times 7 times 7 equals. Sorry, 49 times 7, kosher v'yomim, nimtzo, it comes out. Oidev al-orsha achshov, more extra lights than what we have, is sholish meis v'arboim v'teisha. 343 lights are hidden away behind the cover, and that's hidden away, 340, he's working out, that's good, 343 lights hidden away. Oidev al-orsha achshov, besides what we've got. Now, how many have we got? So, I was lying in bed one day and I had this idea. It would be nice to say we've got 7 lights. For a few reasons. The most simple reason that went to the bed in my head, take a prism, shine light of sunlight through it, we get 7 colours. Our light divides into 7. 7 is always a number of Teva, 7 colours of rainbow. We've got a lot of things which are all the Indian of light being 7. So, I decided, let's try it. If we're going to know that there is somewhere, Oidaf al Urshal Afshav, that Rashi says, and I found the Perek de Berlez that also says, Umoisif al Oirei, smash mother, and that's not the total number. It's an addition to our numbers, we add another 343. So I thought of an idea, let's try and work with the number 7 and see if it works. And I found amazing things that we'll see in a minute. But I found before that, I found later, but I'll mention it before, I'll be able to recover it. I found the curves for it. I found the remes for it, I'm 100% sure that's pshat. But if it is, I'll be very happy. Rabbeinu Bechai in Bereishis Hei Chof Talad, in the Pasha of Chanoich, which is a whole other Indian we're not going to go into. He says, "V'hinei Chanoich, this person called Chanoich became a malach. Dovak ba'oir elyon, he chapped on. He managed to attach himself to this oir elyon, to the oir agonus. Shvi menor nivru, which is the makor of all the bria. Makor nivru nivshcha ma'oir is be'amur revi. That's where the makor of the light of the bria came from. V'its notes as sheva oirim, and later it became its notes as sheva oirim. As Mashmei is saying that seven lights were divided off from that light, and it's our sun. I thought that's maybe a pshat, but I kept looking." Kept looking, and Baruch Hashem, I found the Sefer, which maybe you haven't heard of. We've all heard of the Zohar. There's a Sefer that came out before the Zohar, a Tana, Tana Eliki, called the Ben Chun Ben Akona, brought out a Sefer called Sefer HaBohe. It's quoted, it's hardly learned, because it's very hard to learn it. But he says there, when he speaks about the Gnei Zohar Rishon, Ois Nun Beis, I'm quoting his words, Lokach Shavi'i, he took seven, the Som Lahem B'mekoimoi, and he put for them in its place, in the sun. He took seven and put it in the sun. Vahashah and all the rest, gonzo the tzaddikim, losulavi, hid away for the tzaddikim. So we've got Mufurish and Makori, that there were seven lights kept for us. The Magia, they're incidentally called Oragonus, the Magia on the Sefer Sefer Boya says, Bezain mina oiris hein, the seven types of light, which fits in very nicely, it's seven colors in the rainbow, the prism divided into seven. So if we looked at it in Gashmi's eyes, when Mashiach comes, we've got 343 lights that were taken away and hidden away of Kedusha. No one was mitama them, no one used them badly. But another seven lights, which was left for us in the sun, add them together, 350. So you've got 350 lights, most of it is Aragona's lights, Kedusha lights, and we've got a bit seven, which is always the number of Teva. So if we looked at it with Teva eyes, maybe we can understand Mashiach comes, you put a prism on the table, you get 350 colors. Maybe 49 sets of seven colors. I'm not going to go into that because I don't know. But there'll be a much bigger rainbow. Light will be 350, whatever that means. I found also a beautiful makor. Rav Moshe Wadi is a Talmud of the Ramchal. He's got a sefer on Hei Megillus. And he writes there, I'll quote his words. God, he brings the pasuk in Eichob, base gimel. God avachori af kol keren Yisrael. I'm not going to translate it. As a lot of the pasuk I'm not going to translate because it'll just take too long. Hesh of Ocher is you bring the part of Keren Yisrael. He says, what's Keren? So he says, you got Elu ha'oyres ha'makifim ha'elyoinim. These are the lights that, the lights of Aragonus, which are in the elyoinim. Shimehem ha'gdul v'amemsholov. Through that comes all the gdul v'amemsholov. That's the Shechin, etc. V'asayid hu k'moy shekusav l'mokim achet. She Keren. Oyla k'moy shein. Keren is 350. Oyla k'moy shein. Same gematria as a tooth. 350. And lefi shehem yitave echod, they're both the same inyan of 350 lights. V'araya, and you want a raya? Kinir b'chush ayin, we see in the teva. Shneim yetzem, they're both made out of the same material, bone of enamel. They're both made out of the same material. So we see that both these mouths afterwards, there's a horn that goes upward, teeth grow down. A lot of tesoy, it's two different types of lights. But you see again that there's 350 lights in Oira Elyon, in Oira Gonus. So now it's just, the Gaon also speaks out, when he speaks out 343, he adds another 7 to get 350. He adds another 150 to get Tof Kuf, which is another Indian. So we see if quite a few Makuras that the lights of the Uragonos, which were put away, with 343 lights hidden away, another 7 which we have, we add them together, Losad Lovay, they have 350 lights, which will be Nenem Zivashkina, Sadikim Nisrapim, and Rishon Nidoinin, and that will be the Gehenna for the Rishon. We're going to use these numbers to explain some Agadot Gemaras, and hopefully eventually get to explain Chanukah, and hopefully we'll come out of it with a bit of understanding that we can take further in life. I'm going to try and drop Gematria a bit, and try as much as I can to work with numbers, with mathematical formulas. I'm going to have to bring you Gematria a bit, some of it is just to help me along, and some of it is actually to show how it fits in, as you'll see. It's a very interesting Gemara of Bar Basra. The Gemara of Bar Basra, Ayin Heyam Adalef says, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, who the machlokes is between. It's either between two Malachi Hashareis, Chol Gavriel, or between two sons of Reb Chiya. Very interesting Gemara, we don't know who the machlokes was between, about the Avonim Lasid Lovay. The Gemara brings a pasuk that the Yibush is going to take, Vesamti Kadkoid Shim Shosayich, I'm going to take Kadkoid Shim Shosayich, I'm going to take your walls of Kadkoid. So the Gemara asks, what is Kadkoid? So the Gemara says, there's machlokes, two Malachim, or two sons of Reb Chiya. Which stones are going to be used, the Marshal explains, which stones are going to be used when Mashiach comes, instead of the sun, to shine down Uragonus. So if he's going to not use our physical sun, he's going to use the holy sun, what sun is this going to be? So the Machlokes, one says, now there's a big problem here in the Gemara, because before it's a Pesukim, and the Gemara says one gear, and Tosfos says it doesn't make sense, and it's into Pesukim. I'll just tell you quickly, the Gemara says either it'll be Sape and Puch, or be Shoyam and Yosfei. So, just start off with Sape, it's 350, so it fits in very nicely. These would be the stones of Aragonus. Shoyam, without the coil, is also 350, also fits in very nicely. But we're not going to use gematria, we're going to try and stick with numbers. The Gemara then carries on and asks, how big are these stones going to be? So the Gemara says, it's going to be like this. It's going to be avonim tovus emergolios, good stones, diamonds. Shehem, shloshim al shloshim, 30 by 30. Shehem without the coil, 350.
Sorry?
With a vav without the coil. 351, that's one. Also, that goes both. Gematria 1 out. There's a very good hesbeth for it because you have three in yonim that connect, and the two end ones don't connect, and you have to somehow connect the end one to the middle and that one to the middle. So there's a good hesbeth for it, but it's all nice sugar and everything. That's gematria is always 1 out, or very often 1 out. For sure, Gemara is 1 out. So. Gemara says, "Osa kosh borchu lahavi avonim tovus emergolios, good stones, diamonds, etc. Shehem shloishim al shloishim. Let's work this out. 30 by 30. 30 by 30 is 900. V'choykek behem esal esrim. He'll cut away 10 by 20 to make a doorway, a window. 10 by 20 is 200. So we're left with 700. That's twice 350. Why twice 250? Because the Gemara says that this machlekas which two stones it'll be." And the Gemara says, we darshan kad choyd, kadoin u kadoin. Kadin u kadin, it'll be like both of you. So you've got two types of stones, avonim tovus emergolios, two types of stones. Each one is aragonos, 350. 350 plus 350 is 700. So you've got Mufurisha Gemara working with the number 350 in Gematria. There's more Gematrias in the Sugya as well. In Gematria and in Cheshbon, 30 times 30, 900 minus 200, left with 700, which is twice 350. So that when I saw that Gemara, that just got me a bit excited. And I thought, I'll keep looking. So that's one Gemara. Fits in very nicely with the Ligla Govei. So Talmud, we might come back to later if we have time. Sorry?
Where is the Gemara?
It's in Daf Ayin Hay in Bobas. So you've got a Furusha Gemara that tells us these numbers of 350 without Gematria. Now, interesting also, you talk about the Urim Gedolim. The Urim Gedolim is the big lights, which was originally Aragonus. Urim Gedolim is also 350. Right. I'm going to go a bit off, a tangent. We'll come back, we'll see how it all fits in. There's a parsha of Gidon Noshe in the Torah. Yaakov Avinu meets the Malach of Esav. He fights with him all night. Ad Alos HaShachar. He comes to Alos HaShachar, then he wins him. What's this Alos HaShachar helping in the fight? So it's a very interesting Kliyoko. I'm not going to go through Kliyoko, it's pages long. I'm just going to quote from him what he quotes from the Akedah. Pirush Akedah, Parshas Bereishis, on the Pasuk, V'yedata hayoyim, you see the light, you see the day. V'ashivoyso levecha, and you do tshuva, you put it down into your heart, you establish it firm. Ki Hashem hu elikin, that Hashem is a God. So what's yoyim got to do with God? Yedias Hashem. So he says, Shemitoich yedias mahalach hagalgal hayoyimi, by watching the day. Dahainu Hashemesh, which is the sun. Yuchal ha-maskel esboinen ki Hashem olikim. A person that's misboinen and watching the sun moving around in the heavens can establish to himself and be sure that Hashem is olikim. Bechen Avram, he became a makin leboire mitoich halichas Hashemesh. And that's why he's misakin shachris pashtus. Upirish Arab, and Akedah carries on. Sha'azeh omru. This is all what we said in the Gemara, in Yuma Davchof, which we're going to quote properly in a minute. Imole. I'm not going to go into that now, we'll come to it in a minute. But he said that's Pshat in the Gemara over there. What's that Gemara? Then he finishes off. By watching the sun move. And that's why when he got to Alos HaShachar, he won over the fight. Esav's Malach was trying to pump into him Kfira, and he was trying hard to counter it. When he saw the sun coming up in the morning, Yaakov Avinu knew Hashem Elokim, and he managed to push away the Malach of Esav. So what's his business of seeing the sun and knowing that Hashem's God? What's pshat? It fits in very nicely, this Kliyoko, this this inyan of Yisrael Hashemesh, the Rami Parnu, and other Sforim say, that is the Rashi also says, if you look at Rashi properly there, you'll see the sun that shone for Yaakov Avinu straight after that, Butzalali Reichai, is the Ohr HaGanuz lights. Rashi quotes the Pasuk of Ohr HaGanuz there. Fits in very well, because he came to recognize Hashem by watching the sun, he was Zoichen out to Ohr HaGanuz. Now, what's his business? The Gemara he brings about Il Molek Gal Chama Nishma Amena Shoremi. Let's go into the Gemara. The Gemara in Yoma Daf Chof says like this: Il Molek Gal Chama, if not for the sun spinning in the heaven, Nishma Kol Amena Shoremi, we would hear the screams of the crowds in Rome, in the Vatican, the Kfira of the world, Kfira against our God. We would hear it. That means they would be Mispashut Chol Olam. There'd be no hope for anyone. Everyone convert and become a kofer. Vil mole kol amena, if not for the noise going on in Rome, hayanishma kol gadol chama, we would be able to sit here and hear the sun spinning, and then we would know that Hashem exists. So we've got here the sun on one side, Rome on the other side, they counteract each other, and they each mushtik each other. So mole that, you would have that, and mole that, you would have that. They seem to have the same koyach. So let's work out a bit in Gematria what's pshat they have this koyach. If you take the Gemara, the Gemara then carries on and asks, what is this noise of the Galgal Chama that knocks out the noise of Romi? The Gemara says, "B'nei Galgal Chama, because of the spinning of the sun, Shemenase Barakia, it scrapes, it planes, it sandpapers in the Rakia in the heavens, Kechorosh, like a carpenter, Hamenase Barozim, whose sandpapers or planes, Arozim, his cedar wood." So we've got a person scraping away, making a massive noise. That sort of noise goes on in Shemaim. And that noise contacts Rami. Manasseh, if I'm right down, I get Manasseh 350. So you've got the screaming of the sun, 350 lights that we look up, we were zeicher to see, as the Ramban just told us. That's the noise that we can be zeicher to hear. Mitzad Sheni, you've got Rami. The Gemara says, V'imole kol hamoina, if not for the screaming and the noise of the people in Rome who would hear, V'imole kol hamoina, is also a Gematria 350. So we've got 350 lights in the sun which should tell us Hashem's here. So then you've got the Kfira, the narratic, the 350 of Kfira and Romi, which counteracts these two koches. So we've got Manasseh on one side and Vilmole Kol Hamoina on the other side. That's Efshe Hezbeh and the Gemara there, what's going on in this koyach to counteract the sun. Very nice set of midrashim, which I wasn't zeich to understand until I worked out in Gematria. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim Nun that Hashem took for himself Zisodai Modi. Hashem, the Pasuk is talking about the Vios and Sherebor, all the Inyonim that Hashem took for himself. We'll see in a minute what that means. And Hashem took also Zisodai Modi. The Mepharshim there all learn Zisodai is a little creepy crawly. But the Radak tells us, up here the Medrash we're going to quote, that's a bird, a massive bird. The Alkut tells us, this is Loshen. Lokach oif. Hashem took also from each min, he took something. When he came to the birds, Lokach oif, he took a bird. Sheshmoy ziz sodai. Kumish nema, viziz sodai modi. So what does that mean? Hashem took a bird. What does Hashem need a bird for? The Vyosan, we understand. We need it for Lossud Lovay, for the Sud Vyosan. This bird doesn't come in anywhere, Lossud Lovay. We don't find Hashem, gives it back to us. What's going on here? There's another medrash, that's in the Yalkut. We've got a medrash Rabbah and Vayikrachov base. Yadati kol oif harim v'zisodai modi, that passing to Hillim Nun, says the Gemara, says the Medrash, Om Rabbi Huda v'Rab Simoin, v'shashu peres k'nofov, when it spreads its wings, mekahe, it weakens, blots out, galgal chama, the shine of the sun. So we've got here a Medrash telling us that you've got the sun shining, this big bird spreads its wings, knocks out the sun. So these two Medrashim fit in very well. We've got light shining down from the sun, 350 lights. You've got this big bird, which is blocking out the narratic, blocking out a lot of it. And the Gematria of Ziz Sodai, 343. So you've got here a positive to be Miramas. Hashem took Imodi, 343 lights. And this is what's going to come back, Lossud Lovay, because the Medrash tells us there about Rabbi Yosson, that when Hashem brings down the Rabbi Yosson and Sherebori for the Tzadikim, he'll bring down the Oragonas, but Isle Shah. So this is a Ziz Sodai Imodi, it's being Miramas. Up in Gematria, we can understand it's being Miramas, there's 343 lights that Rashi tells in Psochim. The Shivasayim, Ko Shivasayomim, which was hidden by Hashem, which we hope to get back. There's other things which have to do with Aragonus. We've got a few minutes extra because we started from this late, hopefully. A few other things have to do with Aragonus. One of them is the Mon. The Ramban tells us the Mon is the Skashmus of Aragonus. Okay. We're about to go through the Lashon. Rabban speaks out before us that the Shem Tov Aragonos are made out of it, the mon, for the people to be able to eat it. Lechem Abirim, which is the name of the mon given to us, is 343, because Aragonos. The Yidden said, Belechem HaKloikeh, Lechem Kloikeh, without the Vav, the Torah writes, it's also 343, but Rashi tells us, spell it with a Vav, because they time it that there's some Tevam Urav, with the Kol, you get 350, they time it that there's a part of Tevam Urav in it, which will be Mesvakeh Me'ayem, which fits in very nicely with a lot of other Inyon there. Now let's jump to Chanukah, because we haven't got time to do everything else. The Rekeh tells us that there's 36 candles in the menorah, connected 36 hours. The Bnei Yisoscha, when he comes to explain this to Rekeach, he got quite a few Mahalchim to explain how the Rekeach, how we see the Rekeach, but he brings the Gemara, one of his Mahalchim, somebody showed me, Bnei Yisoscha says, and the Gemara Megillah tells us, if somebody's Nimshach with oil, Melech has poured oil through a Keren, then he has Malchus forever. If he has it only through, from the Pach itself, from the jug itself, he only has a short Malchus. And the Gemara brings Rias, says that, says Bnei Sosa, Pshat is like this. He says, Yimloch is Gematria 100, Yimloch is Gematria 350, Keren is 350, Pach is 100, so you've got Pach connected Yimloch. If you use a Pach, you only have Yimloch. If you, instead of the Pach, you, instead of the jug, you use a Keren, 350, then you have Yimloch, Leil and Void, which is 350. He says, that's Pshat, they found a Pach, which is 100, they added a Ner to it, they made a Ner out of it, so you add 250 of Ner to the 100 of Pach, get 350. He doesn't say what these 350 is all about. He just says, yeah, 350, has it? According to what we said, it's beautiful. 350 is Aragonus. That's the side what the Bnei Sosa is telling us. Now, if we work out the Neirat of Chanukah, take us a minute. The Rekech and Ovitz tells us something very interesting about the Beis HaSheva. In Beis HaSheva, you have big candles burning 50 amas high. So he tells us that 50 amas are connected to the 50 Shari Bina, which Moshe Rabbeinu was only Zeichot 49 till the Yom HaMisa, where it was Zeichot to the 50th. They gave on to Yeshua. Yeshua is called Ben Nun because he had 50. So if you take a normal light being 50, so to work out a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, you have 7 lights, each one's 50, it'll work out 350. If we're not zeichah to the 50th light, that most people are not, it'll be 49. We'll have in a menorah 7 times 49, we'll have 343. So as ready, if you want to shaykhus to menorah, that's the easy way. I want to try a different way. If you take the candles in the menorah with the shamash, you have 44 candles in the menorah. 44 candles, if we lit them on the table one night, 49 candles, that would be 49. We don't do that, we spread it over. We do moifo el chutzah, we spread it over 8. So it's krech hasmod of 8. So we take the 44, we times it by 8. Built over for 8 days. You get to 352. 352 is too much, too many. That's poshut. Because you've got the kasha of the Beis Yosef, that we had enough oil for one night. So what's this 8 days of ness? So there's two main mahalchim, either Enechinami, all the oil burnt up the first night, or maybe the last night, and the rest of the days were only Ur of Nes, which the Aragonos Rekech tells us. And therefore, let's take off the first night. The first night, we have one candle plus its Shamash, so we knock out 2, 350. So we found the number 350 in the candles of the menorah. But what's 343? You've got Moisav Holach and Pechas Holach. If you take Pechas Holach, you start the first night with 8 candles plus the Shamash, it's 9. 352 is the number of 44 times 8. Take off the 9, 343. So it seems to be two ways of working out. And there's two shittas. Is the Ner of the menorah only Ur of Aragonus, only the Hashem's light? Or was him Urav in it, Teva of Zayas, of Zayin of Zayas, of the Teva of the Olam Hazeh? So you have two shittas here. Was it 350 or 343? And if so, it's very good. So you've got that's a machlokes, Besil v'Shamay, how to work it out. Do we take off the 9, do we take off the 2? What is our light of the menorah? Was it only Nes or also Urav B'Teva?